From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the 15th day of August, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Let me give you a quick briefing on what is coming up in this vital transmission today. There's been a lot of talk in the last 4 days about the Hindenburg omen dealing with the stock market and the economy. And the head of the largest French bank and Associate General and others are saying that it portends an imminent massive downturn. A lot of people say, well, why do I care? I'm not in the stock market. Companies and businesses are funded predominantly by their stock value. We will go into a deeper depression if the stock market continues to fall. Now, I know most of you fully understand that, but some people don't. They have this laissez-faire attitude. Also, the Chicago Tribune is reporting what we've been talking about for the last 4 years. The federal government changed rules to where private and public pension funds can be completely taken away from you. And the Chicago Tribune is reporting on that now. I've only seen Bloomberg admit this in the last year. This is the second time I've seen mainstream media admit this key fact. So I thought I'd read you federal and state subsections where they've changed the rules. In Illinois, under Section 212-403, they've changed the code to be able to take your pension funds. And that's in the Chicago Tribune. They're moving to take part or all of your pension funds. And Bloomberg, of course, has reported multiple times this year that federal regulators are ordering. They don't have that power, but we have a tyranny. So the fund managers do this, public and private, to, quote, invest in failed banks. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, back to school, bring your own toilet paper. The government, you pay the tax money. The taxes are always going up with property taxes to fund it. Federal taxes are going up to fund education. But you've got to have your own toilet paper and other items. So they won't fix the potholes. They're laying off all the key people involved in the real services that government provides, handing over infrastructure and so-called privatization. The private interest jack up prices. Now you got to bring your own toilet paper, trash bags, liquid soap, Kleenex, Ziplocs, Clorox wipes, baby wipes. That's CNBC. So we'll get into the economy. There is a lot of important news on this front. Junk bonds hit record, the Wall Street Journal reports. They're basically a form of derivatives. And it says companies are accelerating derivatives in junk, not curtailing it. Well, what do you think the financial reform bill did? It allowed the 6 mega banks to go further than what the Glass-Steagall being removed 11 years ago did. It's a total free-for-all for them only, though. Everyone else is under their regulatory control, and they can selectively enforce and shut down whoever they want. So that's coming up. Also, I want to get into the fact that mainstream media is now admitting everything you do on your computer and cell phone is being tracked. Government is using it to violate the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Also, they admit stalkers are also using the data. We'll get into a bunch of key military news as well. The latest attack pieces against Rand Paul. Hal Turner, the FBI, a high-level national security operative, has been flushed down the toilet and convicted in federal court for threatening federal judges. He also threatened state judges, but this was all done under orders, and that's admitted, but he's not getting in trouble for that. So we'll explain how this COINTELPRO operation really works. Also, the cover-up ongoing in the Gulf of Mexico, big developments on that front. This information is all so important that before I drove into the office today to do this live show, I was spiritually shaken just by how real all this is and the fact that we've been right all along and that things are accelerating at warp speed right now. But we'll plunge into all this news on the other side. First, I want to talk about the lawlessness of government dealing with the kidnapping of children. This is key information. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're live. It is Sunday, the 15th day of August, 2010. Going to be here for the next 2 hours. I'm live 6 days a week, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Then we come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. I think it's fair to say I'm the hardest working man in radio, and so is my great crew, who, of course, produce the radio show and help me get all the information together, the guest every day, and, of course, simulcast a full four-camera video shoot in studio, simulcasting the radio show as a television transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv live, and then we archive it, of course, at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Okay, I want to get into the economy because the ominous developments are deteriorating quickly. Many top economists, including Albert Edwards, London-based strategist at Societe Generale, that's the biggest bank in France, said the indicators show a savage equity downturn is imminent in every case when the stock markets in the last 100 years have shown these patterns. 100% of the time, there is a massive plunge. We already saw one, of course, in October of 2008. A few months ago, we saw the 1,000-point drop in 5 minutes. Clear manipulation there. It is known as the Hindenburg Omen. Indicates stock market crash is coming. So we're going to be breaking that down along with the rest of the economic data. I've got about 15 key stories, both mainstream and alternative, here for you today on that front. We're also going to get into media defense Clinton Gore over allegations of rape and sexual assault, but crucifies Rand Paul for harmless college prank. And they're now being forced to admit in Esquire and the Washington Post that Rand Paul did not kidnap a woman, did not make a woman use drugs. She now admits that, says she didn't tell GQ that this happened, that it was a fraternity sorority party. And those are classic games they play. But that shows the hoax they've been running for over a week now. If you're a real rapist or a real criminal, you're going to be left alone. But if you're a patriot, the system is going to lie about you. And this is lie number five the media has launched against Rand Paul. I want to commend our listeners. On Friday, we wrote a story called Rand Paul Hoax at PrisonPlanet.com. We asked listeners to make it the number one search term on Friday, and you did that. And it was the number one throughout Friday into Saturday. And literally hundreds of blogs and newspapers wrote about it and said, yes, it is a hoax. And linked to our story that had the clips from the Washington Post and others admitting it was a hoax. But still, the Huffington Post and many other George Soros-run groups and Democratic Party-run groups are still reporting that he is a kidnapper. And now Rand is saying on Friday, and we, of course, have been pushing for this, that he is looking very closely at suing GQ. I mean, he has to. If somebody came out and said, I was kidnapping women, and it wasn't true, it's not enough to get a retraction, which they haven't done yet. The editor's trying to defend himself. But the woman has told the Washington Post that GQ twisted everything she said. Got a party by a lake with sororities and fraternities practicing putting blindfolds on each other. That's a standard deal, just like getting drunk and falling in the swimming pool is. And anybody who went to college, and I was never in a sorority, but I went to some of the parties, you know what goes on. And joking around, getting drunk, talking about the water Buddha. I mean, come on. This is amazing. But it just shows how desperate they are. But I'm not going to spend much time on that today because I've got the serious economic news. I've got the poll numbers for the Democrats. I've got a lot of other Big Brother news and military news, military deaths past 2,000 as Afghan war review looms. We've got racist shock jock Hal Turner convicted of threatening judges. Headline, FBI's racist shock jock Hal Turner convicted of threatening judges. And that's French news agency. North Jersey newspaper reports records show feds used ultra-right radio host 4 years. Now, I noticed about a decade ago this guy attacked me almost every day. And he would say that I was a government agent and that I was covering up for Israel and that I needed to be dealt with. And I noticed that countless other talk show hosts were doing this. And I rightfully analyzed it and said, 100% that guy's an FBI informant or an agent, national security level. Because I've studied this. They want to radicalize talk radio. They don't want people to mainstream come out and be inclusive of all races, religions, geographic regions and say, we want transparency in government. We want a Bill of Rights and Constitution. We want a big tent for everybody to come together and realize the American dream. No, they don't want that. Cass Sunstein, White House regulations are. Wrote at Harvard and then again for the White House, and this has been even in the Associated Press, that they would infiltrate. He talks about how other groups have done this successfully. Patriot movement, or people he calls conspiracy theorists, if you question anything the government says, if you question the weatherman, if you question your doctor, if you question anything you're told, if you question WMDs in Iraq, they just call you a conspiracy theorist. It's a throwaway line. And he said conspiracy theorists that question man-made global warming. We need to infiltrate their movements, radicalize them, say horrible things, make them look bad. It's very elementary. And he said, we'll do this to the 9/11 truth movement. We'll do this to other groups, groups that don't want a North American Union, which has officially been set up through the Security Prosperity Partnership. I mean, those documents are public. This has happened. And that's what they want. And that's why they've got trolls on the Internet and operatives and others who attack anybody who's real, like Ron Paul, Rand Paul, myself, many others. If you see massive concerted operations of infighting and backbiting and lying and patriot websites that spend most of their time attacking other people, you know they're feds. You know they're being paid. I mean, this has come out so many times. Hal Turner would get on the air, and I rarely listen, but I'd be sent clips when he was attacking me, so I'd listen to the MP3 occasionally, and it would be, we need to go hang this judge. We need to go kill some blacks. We need to go out and, kill Mexicans. We need to go out and then he'd talk about the North American Union. He'd talk about 9/11. He'd talk about things that other people were covering. And then the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the mainstream media would focus in on him. And it was so obvious and so frustrating to me. And I was almost pulling my hair out seeing this and seeing others that do this. So that when people go look at real information, there is a white supremacist or a black supremacist, or some other radical saying all these true things mixed in with violence and racism. It's very elementary. If you don't want people to drink punch, you drop a cockroach in it. They have another word for it, a something in the punch bowl. And that's what Hal Turner and all these people do, is they climb up at the party, and they bend over, and they do you know what in the punch bowl, and then nobody wants to drink out of the punch bowl. But they're failing. And they also use guys like this to lobby and to push for internet censorship and to have the government come in and regulate and control the web. And they've been caught, I mean, literally hundreds of times. The Southern Poverty Law Center got caught running the white supremacist Elohim City Center in Oklahoma where McVeigh was. I mean, it never ends. But here it is, and mainstream news reports, yes, he was the highest level FBI operative at national security, and now they've destroyed him because he knew too much.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile. Plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live. I'm going to cover a lot of news in this segment and the next. Then we're going to take a few segments of calls. Then I'm going to get into the economy. The toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition is 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244, and we will get you up and on the air. I want to welcome all the new stations in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Orlando, Florida, San Francisco, and other big cities that have just started picking up the Sunday broadcast. We welcome you here. Before I get into Child Protective Services and how internationally the exact same formula is used to kidnap innocent people's children, and how it's even come out in U.S. and British newspapers that they have quotas for blonde-haired, blue-eyed children and other children that are in high demand for the adoption agency rackets. Before I get into that in the next segment, I want to finish up with provocateurs, agent provocateurs that I was talking about in the last segment. There are so many examples. It was declassified last year, and I clearly could watch the old film footage of this and tell it was staged, that Patty Hearst was working for the FBI as a pretext to get more anti-terror funding, and all of those robberies were staged and allowed by the government. That was declassified last year. Associated Press, Reuters reported on it. That's just one of many examples. But there's another version of false flags going on here, or staged events. We wrote a story on Friday that became the number one search term on the web, Rand Paul hoax, at PrisonPlanet.com, that showed five examples of the mainstream media knowingly lying about Rand Paul, and they do this to many other candidates as well, and never even retracting their lies. They would do news stories, admitting later it wasn't true, but some agencies, news outfits, continue. They said he wasn't a doctor, never graduated. Was it true? They said he was against the Civil Rights Act, which he'd never said. They said that he had racist people at all of his events. And it's now admitted that it's Democratic Party operatives dressed up, going out and saying racist things. We have their names, everything. They've been caught. They don't care. They continue with that. And they came out, of course, said that he kidnapped a woman and did all this, and the woman told the Washington Post that she didn't tell GQ that, and it wasn't true, and he didn't force her to use marijuana, and none of it happened. That's another example. And I covered it in depth Friday. I'm not going to get back into it today, but you can go read the articles that have links to all the mainstream admissions at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We have a new story today Paul Watson did that boils all this down and shows the hypocrisy titled Media Defends Clinton, Gore, Over Rape Allegations, but Crucifies Rand Paul for Harmless College Prank. And that story goes over it all. But instead of just sitting here claiming that Hal Turner is a Fed, as I've told you for many years, and we told you this during the trial because I was reading the trial transcripts, the FBI testified on his behalf. He still has been convicted. And they said, yes, we would tell him to go out and say these things to draw people out so we could bust them. But that's not the real reason. It was so the media, HBO and CNN and all these documentaries that were made, could point at Hal Turner calling for violence and say, see, we've got to censor the Internet. We've got to pass speech laws, thought crime laws, here in the United States. Now, here's NorthJersey.com story. We have this linked up at InfoWars.com. And it says, records show feds used ultra-right radio host for years. And of course, he came up with another operative, Sean Hannity. They're friends. But it was more than a nickname. They called him Valhalla. That's the German name for heaven, or the Viking name. But it was more than a nickname. For more than 5 years, Hal Turner of North Bergen lived a double life. The public knew him as an ultra-right-wing radio talk show host and internet blogger with an audience of neo-Nazis and white supremacists attracted to his scorched-earth racism and bare-knuckles bashing of public figures. But to the FBI and its expanding domestic counterterror intelligence operations in the wake of September 11th attacks, Turner was Valhalla, his code name, as an informant who spied on his own controversial followers. And the documents admit, you can go read these from the court case, that they hired him. The whole thing was staged. And just like Bush 2 months ago admitted in a video interview that he ordered torture and said he'd do it again, George W. Bush, they've sent more than 100 federally hired jail guards who were put into the military or as contractors in Afghanistan and Iraq to prison for carrying out torture they were ordered to engage in. Now, I'm against torture, but they shouldn't be going to prison if those that gave them the orders to do it don't. Just like we have the Gonzales memos, the attorney general, we have the John Yoo memos, where they said we can bury people alive, we can tear out their fingernails, we can even crush small children's testicles with pliers in front of their parents. I mean, this is in the White House memos. So they order it, and then when their people get caught, they send them to prison and use federal prosecutors to go after them. So, continuing here, records show feds use ultra right radio host for years. And the media is even spinning this. They didn't use him. They ran the whole thing. Turner's clandestine past was confirmed this past summer when he was jailed on charges that he made threats on his blog against three federal judges in Chicago in court after his arrest. Federal prosecutors acknowledged Turner's FBI ties but downplayed his importance and even described him as unproductive. But an investigation by The Record, based on government documents, emails, and court records, and almost 20 hours of jailhouse interviews with Turner, shows that federal authorities made frequent use of Turner in its battle against domestic terrorism. This is a whitewash. I've read on air the quotes by the FBI that testified that he was a national security agent above FBI assigned to the Pentagon. You can go read this. This guy was a spy for the U.S. government or the criminal corporations that have taken it over. It's not even our government. I mean, this guy admittedly was getting all the names of people and saying, who wants to help me kill people? And then he was handing it over to the government so they could create the illusion that there was this big threat out there. He was meant to radicalize people and to attack real patriots like yours truly. I mean, I can't tell you how many times it's come out that prominent writers and people that spend all their time lying about me, the system knows they can't attack Alex Jones or Ron Paul or Rand Paul from the perspective of the establishment media because they're discredited. So they go out and they pose, as the White House regulations are, cast unseen admits, as patriots. Then they radicalize everybody, making patriots look bad and attacking real patriots. And how many years did I tell you this about Turner? Here it is. And it just goes on and on and on. Here's French news agency, AFP, FBI's racist shot jock Hal Turner, convicted of threatening judges. And it goes on to say that he's now been convicted of it. And CNN doesn't even get into this today. It says jury finds shock jock Hal Turner guilty of threatening judges. And it makes bare mention of the fact that he was an FBI operative. He said, we need to start shooting and killing Mexicans as they cross the border. That's a quote from Turner. And he's argued that killing certain federal judges may be legal. May be illegal, but it wouldn't be wrong. And he goes on and on and on and on. I'm done talking about that. But they used him for years in the media to demonize talk radio, to demonize conservatives and libertarians, and to demonize people that were against the North American Union. He was always putting out disinformation and attacking real patriots. That's his job. And there's thousands of these people still out there on government payroll to do this. We're going to come back, get into the CPS, who is above the law.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live. This is an old story for most of our longtime listeners, but we have a lot of new people tuning in every day. And to discuss what's happening with the federal and state governments and all the lawless, illegal things they're doing, you have to first understand that there was a major change around 100 years ago, right around 1910, in the United States. It began in England around the 1860s, became popularized here, and 30-plus states had passed laws putting it into force by the 1930s. And then, of course, Germany picked up on it. It's known as eugenics. The health departments were established for racial hygiene. The federal government says that 500,000-plus women were sterilized. The numbers we found are in the tens of millions. But they would take young girls from single-parent families, black, white, it didn't matter, who had made below a B+. I actually have screenshots of this in my film Endgame, the actual CPS reports from the 1930s, where a woman would have a child out of wedlock, and if she was a senior in high school and had below a B+, they would send a van, no judge, no jury, no nothing, and they would take her, and they would sterilize her. And that's, of course, how Hitler started. And you say, well, how did they do that without a judge or jury? They created unconstitutional health departments. And then when people pointed this out in the 40s, they expanded the family courts. But there's no jury involved with the family court. There's no Bill of Rights. There's no Constitution. There's no due process. And they have all these charities and billboards and TV and radio and print ads about give to help abuse children, give to foster homes, do all of this. And then they'll use examples of, you know, trashy people who'd been beating their children for years and no one called the police on them to create the illusion that there's this giant problem. But when you actually look at abuse and the real statistics, it's very dangerous, 5 to 6 times, depending on the state, same numbers in England, more dangerous to be in foster care or in government custody as a small child or even as a teenager than it is to be in biological parents' hands. But no one's there to watch the state. No one's there to punish them because they are in control. So there is no Bill of Rights or Constitution in family court. They have specific judges that are put into power in the counties. The counties get federal money, and they have quotas. It's over 1,200,000 children a year nationwide. That's the federal quota, and it's always being raised. And they don't tell you when you go to the hospital to have a child that the nurse sits there and asks you questions while entering it into a computer. Do you have money? Do you always put your child in a safety seat? Do you have any family violence? Come on, honey, you can tell me while the husband's out of the room. They don't tell you you're in a police interview. They don't tell you that they're going to twist information. They don't tell you when they send out these questionnaires to people's homes nationwide from the county health department saying, are you on legal drugs? Do you have psychological problems? Are you having money problems? Is your husband mean to you? Is your wife mean to you? That they have quotas to seize children. And a woman called my show Friday, and her husband's in the Marines. Her 7-month-old baby was crying. She didn't know why. She thought the baby stuck its foot out the crib and twisted its leg. She went to the hospital. The police showed up. No indictment, no grand jury, no nothing. They went to the family court, not a real court, no due process, nothing, and took her 7-month-old. And if they're able, and this happened a month ago, to keep that child, then when that woman ever has babies again, even with a new husband, they will take those babies. And they don't tell you that either. She tries to have another baby. They're not going to tell her that. And everything is done where they don't let you know they're taking them for good. They just, so you don't get angry, so you don't fight back. They just say, well, we're going to take it into custody for its safety now. And statistically, I can't tell you how many mainstream news articles I've seen where it turns out the head of CPS or the divisional heads are pedophiles, including convicted pedophiles. In Florida a few years ago, they have the state heads 3 separate times had to step down when it came out they were child rapists. And the new person they would put in each time would be another pedophile. Who else can you get to go out and take innocent people's children? You've seen the statistics out there about truancy officers. If you were a pedophile and you were smart, You would try to get a badge and a gun. You would try to become a truancy officer. The Boy Scouts aren't bad. It's not their fault, but they're plagued by pedophiles because pedophiles want to be around children. And so they go in where they can get away with it and abuse children. Same thing with public school teachers. Why do you see so much of that? Because that's where they go to be around children. And so there's no due process. There's no checks and balances for the families. And the system protects itself. In fact, I meant to tell you guys before the show, we played this about 2 years ago, but it was out of Arkansas. There was another case out of Oklahoma where the head of CPS in one weekend in a small town, two different children drowned in foster care swimming pools. And they didn't get in trouble, and the head of CPS said, children will die. In fact, search the term, CPS says children will die. And they say no one gets in trouble. So, see, they are 5 to 6 times more likely to hurt children. They are the most abusive group of people that don't care, who are warehousing them for money, who are making money off the adoptions, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. They can get $300,000 or more for it. The worst is black hair with the green eyes. It's come out in England, in the London Telegraph, and in mainstream news here. They've been caught in Georgia, where they go to the daycares. They go to the public schools, and they have bounties. They say, we're looking for kids that look like this. Your child has a bruise. Your child gets hurt. They're going to take them. And that you don't have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We have to get rid of family courts entirely. And it's all designed psychologically where they don't tell you we're taking your kids forever. They say, oh, we'll just go to counseling and we might give them back. And they get you into the system. They don't tell you the counselor they send you to is paid by them, works for them, and 99% of the time is going to say, take the children. And then they're the, quote, court expert. Everything is meant to keep you in the dark while they do this and permanently terminate custody. And remember, these family courts out of the health department and this whole system was set up by the British social Darwinist / eugenicist in the 1860s, Galton and others, and was adopted by 1910 in the majority of U.S. states. I mean, I have the newsreels clips. We put a few of these in my film Endgame that were in movie theaters in the 30s saying, is your neighbor poor? Call CPS on them. And it shows images of women crying, being sterilized, and their babies being taken to be sterilized. And these were in newsreels. People didn't have television, and so they went to the theaters, you know, the five-cent theater. And before the matinee or before the evening feature, they would show these propaganda things that would show babies being taken, that would show women being taken and sterilized, as if it was a good thing. The Nazis used that in their Nuremberg defense in the trials, unsuccessfully, saying, look, we learned this from the United States. We learned this from England. So that's what's going on here. Can the government come and get you and take you and sterilize you? No judge, no jury, no nothing? No. Well, they did it until the 1980s. That's when they finally ended all this. See, well, this is part of the same system. They never stopped. They're predators. They don't care about children. More than two-thirds of foster children in the U.S. are on psychotropic drugs. You cry for mommy when they take you? You're mentally ill. We're going to drug you with a dangerous drug. The suicides are off the charts. This is an abusive system. It's the 21st century version of slavery. We'll come back and finish up with this. Stay with us.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't don't tread on me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
So how, as a society, could we be sold on new courts being set up that sterilized over a half million women, they say, it's actually in the millions, from the 1930s to the mid-1980s. I mean, just search the term. Woman in Seattle forcibly sterilized. Or woman in Texas forcibly sterilized. The cases were still going on in the 80s. They just grab you, they take you, they sterilize you. And I've watched the Texas legislature, when they've investigated this, they'll have the different heads of the psychiatry groups on saying, well, these kids have bad gene pools. You know, that's why we're doing this to them. So they got away with all that lawlessness until Hitler used their system and everybody got freaked out about it. And so they backed off and then secretly from the 40s until the mid-80s continued it. These aren't real courts. There's no jury. There's no due process. They get a corrupt judge for political power, many times a criminal or a pervert, to sit there and do this. And we just become calm and accept this. You know, we let them kidnap poor people's children. Now they're kidnapping middle class and wealthy people's children. And they do it. But they also, for 38 plus years in the entire Western world, as part of a secret UN program, which now been declassified the last year, I got so many emails and calls saying, I thought you were a liar. I showed you the documents. I talked about it for most of my 15 years on air because a nurse in San Antonio sent me the secret documents. Then I found out state representatives knew about it. Congressmen knew about it. I had members of the British Parliament on. I had members of the Australian Parliament on who were fighting it there. That at birth, they take 3 ampules of blood and they claim it's for a blood test. Well, why didn't the hospital do it? Because it's not a blood test. It's sent to the UN and the Pentagon for bioweapons labs and genetic engineering testing, and it's now all admitted. Headline, hospitals bartering baby's blood. And the nurses have been trained like jail guards that thuggishly say, we got to do it, it's a blood test, it's mandated. And they know full well what it is. They know full well. They'll take your baby's blood if they want. They'll put you through a naked body scanner and record your naked body and lie about recording it. Now they admit they're saving it. As we told you, it was in the federal documents a year ago. The last week, they've admitted they're saving it. CBS News, CNET News, Reuters. They think your blood belongs to them. They lie to you to get it. They think they can record your naked body. Has nothing to do with terrorism. It's about getting a biometric scan of your body. They're now announcing that they have changed the laws to take your pension funds. When they made the change in 2005, I screamed bloody murder. I've got the Chicago Tribune today with the subsections that I told you about 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago. We don't make any of this up. I know it's scary. I know it's crazy. You know, I was listening to XM radio today. And I was driving in, and on NBC, they air TV programs. And on it, they were talking about these two old women, looking for my story here, these two old women in L.A. who went and got two homeless people, paid for their apartments for 2 years. That's how long it takes to get death benefits from insurance. And you've all heard about this case. But they just this week had their sentencing finalized. They lost their appeal. And there's recordings of them admitting that they went and found homeless people, took out millions of dollars of insurance on them, and then ran over them with cars and murdered them. And the police couldn't believe that they were that evil. But later they confessed to it. Well, what do you think the government is doing? What do you think these rackets are doing? You can't believe it's happening, and so you are completely wide open to the attack. In every case in history, when you lose the liberties that your ancestors fought and died for, once tyranny is accepted, it races to the bottom. Hell on earth unfolds because evil people get into control. And when you've got a naive population that goes along with it, the sky's the limit. There's the headline. Black widows get life in prison. Elderly women get life in L.A. murder-for-profit scheme. They would get homeless people, claim they were a homeless advocate group. They would take care of them for 2 years while they falsified documents and put in multi-million dollar insurance claims on them. And then they would put them in an alleyway. They'd give them liquor laced with knockout drugs, make them pass out, and then run over them repeatedly to get the money. That's all the CPS is. That's all the federal government has become. I remember, and I've told the story before, in Dallas, Texas, I'm 15. I'd passed the driver's safety course. And I was going to get my license, and my dad said, they're going to ask you to sign the organ donor card. My dad's a physician. He said, don't sign it. I've got colleagues in Dallas that say if you come in hurt, they won't take care of you, and that some hospitals will even kill you to get your organs. And I didn't believe him. I was naive, but I didn't sign the organ donor card. And then years later, 60 Minutes came out and talked about Dallas and Chicago and other cities where they were killing people for their organs because those doctors and hospitals were getting large cuts out of the hundreds of thousands of dollars they were getting for the lungs, kidneys, liver, and other tissues. And how many headlines have you seen about them stealing dead people's eyes and organs when they haven't signed? This is killing people for them. And we're blind and naive. Oh, you know, it's impossible for two old women, almost 80 years old, to take care of people, to get to know them, and then murder them. No, this is par for the course. And it's only going to get worse. Once you lose your liberties, once you accept the precedents being set to erode due process and the Bill of Rights, you're going to be enslaved. And a lot of people say, well, I have nothing to hide. I don't care if they naked body scan me. They're even saying on the news, I don't care if they put lithium in the water to make me behave. The government's now proposing that. I don't care if all the major car manufacturers, there's a federal bill introduced to have a camera watching you live time in your car 24/7 when you're driving. What do I have to hide? The airlines are announcing cameras in the back of the seats to watch you and record what you're doing. The point is, the government's more secretive. The big corporations are more secretive. They've got something to hide. Meanwhile, they're telling you they're going to surveil everything you're doing. Let me give you a quote here. We will never have to worry about this being the land of the free as long as it's the home of the brave. And that's basically what Thomas Jefferson said. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And so you've got this glossy media telling you everything's fine, this glossy media telling you the economy's gotten better when you know it hasn't, this slick media telling you the government's taking kids to help them, this whole system telling you they're not recording your naked body scans, now admittingly they are from the start, telling you 5 years ago that Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist, there were articles written, we're not taking your blood secretly at birth, now they admit they are, it's exactly as I told you, because I had the documents from a whistleblower. People always say, well, this stuff's so corrupt, somebody would warn us, somebody would tell us. They do tell us. There are more than 15 major university scientists, it's back in the news today, in the last month, who said they've been all over the ocean floor. There's 20 miles of ruptures. That well blew out. It's still leaking. They're spraying core exit to disperse it. It's killing the Gulf. But they tell you they fixed the well. They fixed the one area, but it's already split and broken up. Of course they can cap it. There's almost no pressure coming out of it now because it's underground fissures. And they're threatened. It's in the news. It's in the St. Petersburg Times and other mainstream publications today that they're threatened by the federal government for their grant money, for their jobs or worse. They go out there and there's oil plumes everywhere and the government just says, shut up, because tyranny is when a mafia system takes over your society. And if you're gullible, like these homeless men picked up by these women who took insurance policies out on them and then murdered them, you're going to be abused. Stop being chumps. Stop being suckers. Stop being so willfully stupid. Stop thinking that you don't need to be involved in society. If good people aren't involved, it's over for us. If good people aren't out there engaging corruption and not trusting the government, it's over. I remember 2 weeks ago, Bloomberg reported that every major insurance company is now keeping the death benefits of dead vets. Their wives and husbands, their widowers or widows, don't get the money. And they said, well, federal regulators are allowing us to do it. It's still criminal, even if the criminal government tells you you can. They're now announcing they're about to take your pension funds. They're plunging the stock market by design. We're not going to fix any of this until you get awake and informed and angry and motivated. And the system knows you're getting awake and motivated, but not to the deep level to fully understand just how bankrupt and fully evil this government is and these major corporations are. Look at history. You know what happens over and over again. It's happening here. We've got to get involved now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.